Hey, it's 7:40. It's morning team show time on a Thursday on WSTW as the Ontario Hockey League season continues. And we continue every week to bring you Saginaw Spirit updates, voice of spirit hockey that you enjoy all season long. You enjoy on the Thursday morning talk. Joey Botano, of course, who joins us and via the telephone technology this morning. And Joey, as we say good morning to you, and once again, thank you for joining us. Is it fair to say that as you join us this morning, we have a chance to talk about the Saginaw Spirit playing the best stretch of hockey the Spirit have played all season long from what we had last week?
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. I would say yes. I would say that this is their first three-game win streak of the season. So, yeah, I think that would be fair to say that they're playing their best hockey of the season. And when it comes to the playoffs, it might be a little bit too late for that. But I think it's a very positive thing to have going into the offseason that these guys will have something to draw off of this summer and come back motivated for next year. You know, they are a good team, and they know it because down the stretch they beat some really good teams here in the Western Conference.
Well, you know, when we talked last week, you talked about the potential to do just that, to play some teams that were going to be in the playoffs, maybe to unsettle them a little bit, and to show that, well, it might sound cliche, but to show that the Spirit had spirit, even though it's kind of a tough time, that these guys weren't going to give up. They haven't given up all season long, but boy, the games that were played, you had the high-scoring game, the huge comeback game against the Flint Firebirds, so three really distinct games. I got to ask you about that comeback, though, because how many times now is it, in the past number of seasons, has it seen the Spirit have had these incredible multi-goal comebacks to beat Sarnia 9-8 in overtime, facing an 8-4 deficit with literally less than 3 minutes to go in the game? I'm listening, Joey, and I got to tell you, I was kind of getting lost because goal after goal after goal after you score, you had those four goals scored in the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I thought, am I hearing instant replays or what? That was crazy.
It was. And, you know, especially when that eighth goal went in to make it 8-4, I think there was about a little over 5 minutes to go. You know, we started transitioning the conversation into what was coming up for the team, you know, the next night. And, you know, it was one of those type of situations where it was looking pretty bleak there toward the end, and scored a power play goal and make it 8-5. And I think it was the goal by Locust that made it 8-6. I think it was just 20 or 30 seconds later that I was like, well, they have enough time now and they can pull their goalie down by two. You know, they have a legitimate shot at tying this game, and then wouldn't you know it, they did, and then they get a power play in overtime and win it. Just an incredible performance in that game from Dalton Duhart. He had 4 goals and 2 assists. Mitchell Smith had 5 points. I mean, it was the veteran guys leading that comeback, and so it was great to see, and it was a thrill to be a part of it. We've been a part, as you mentioned, we've been a part of some wild comebacks. We are actually part of the CHL record for the biggest comeback in league history when they had us down 6-0 during the 2017-18 season. It was 6-0 in the second period, and the Spirit came all the way back and won it 7-6 in overtime. And that still to this day is one of the craziest hockey games I've ever seen. So it was a fun night. It was fun to be a part of. I'm sure if you ask Sarnia on their side of things and our old friend Lee Cunningham, I'm sure they weren't enjoying it. But it was certainly fun for our guys and fun to be like our small part of it, as calling it. It was certainly a thrill to be a part of it.
And you mentioned the big game from Dalton Duhart, which helped propel him to that game and another game that was played with a couple of more goals. He was named the Ontario Hockey League Player of the Week for the past week. That was cool.
Yeah, 10-point week. And not only Duhart winning it, but Mitchell Smith was also considered. He was in the top three. So it was a great week for our guys. And it was really nice to see Dalton rewarded like that because I think he put a lot of pressure on himself at the beginning of the year to be the leader of this team when it comes to scoring. And as we see now, he's capable of it. But I think I think he was gripping his stick a little bit early in the season when the puck wasn't bouncing his way. And so, don't get me wrong, he's a key contributor throughout the season. It was just, I'm sure in his mind, he had this season going a little bit differently for him in terms of goal scoring output. And he's been able to do it here down the stretch, which is great to see. And when you're a 20-year-old free agent, you know, you're looking ahead now to what's coming up. And Dalton certainly did himself a lot of favors last week by playing as well as he did. When you think about looking for an NHL contract or whatever's next in his playing career, because he will be going somewhere. It's just a matter of where.
And one of the other games that were played, you know, from that high-scoring game we just mentioned, there was that low-scoring game just on Tuesday night when the Spirit beat the Sioux 2-1, and that was fun because in that game, Charlie Fink finally got his first goal of the season and of the OHL career, and it proved to be the game-winning goal, too.
Yeah, Charlie's a heart and soul guy. You know, it's extremely difficult. And I talked to Dennis DeRoger about this because he has the experience of playing in pro hockey. And Charlie's one of those depth players that comes in and will play, you know, anywhere from 7 minutes to 10, 12 minutes a night. But those are key minutes. They're setting the table for the top line players. And his role, it's an energy role, it's a physical role sometimes. And so him, you know, having the opportunities to score are few and far between. So it was really great to see, you know, him not only get the opportunity, but make the most of it. He's had some chances this year. But he can play, you know, he can play a little bit. And he got the opportunity and made the most of it. And I know the guys fed off that because everybody, you know, everybody's rooting for Charlie. You know, it's easy to like that type of player that, you know, just comes in, you know, works hard, when he gets an opportunity out there, makes the most of it. So it was great to see. And what I like, Charlie, is, you know, you go back to that Sarnia game and it was wide open and it was offensive and it was a 9-8 game. And then you turn around, you know, a few days later, and you play Sault Ste. Marie, who's one of the top offensive teams in the league, and you flat out shut them down. And you give them nothing. And you give them 19 shots on goal or whatever it was. And it was nice to see the team show that they can win it, they can win it both ways. And it's taken a long time, but it seems as if the message is getting across now to this group of how to play both ways and how to be effective when, you know, playing a little bit tighter than they were in games past. So I'm telling you, it's a real positive right now. It's a real positive going into the offseason again, even if the wins don't equate to a playoff berth, it's really positive to get these wins down the stretch against these good teams.
We have games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Two of the games will be, well, it was just done this against the Sioux on Tuesday, and now on Friday, now at the Sioux. So you know the Greyhounds will be looking for a little revenge as well. Sarnia, I'm sure, will be coming up on Saturday when the Sting come to the Dow Event Center, and then always tough against Guelph on Sunday. So three big games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, it is. And there's no question the Sioux's frustrated. Rory Cairns, one of their top players, was quoted as saying it was embarrassing, their loss on Tuesday. So clearly they're going to be ready for the game on Friday night in the Sioux. And I would expect a much different Sioux Greyhounds team. So Saginaw is going to have to be ready for that. And then we're back home, as you mentioned. Have Sarnia in the building on Saturday. Again, a similar situation where, you know, last time we played the Sting, they gave up a 4-goal lead at home with 4 minutes to go. So they're going to be fired up for that game on Saturday. And then Sunday, we haven't seen Guelph in a while. They were a team that was red hot the last time we saw them. And since then, they're a young group that was kind of playing above their, well, I shouldn't say playing above their heads, but they've come back down to earth a little bit, I guess, is the best way to put it, as a young team. They've lost a couple games here down the stretch, but they're still a very good hockey club. And we'll see them on Sunday, and that's also our Billet Appreciation Night, which Billets are our host families that host the players during the season. You know, make sure we have a night to appreciate them because they're a key part of what we do here in Saginaw, and they're a key part of junior hockey as a whole. We couldn't do what we do without our Billet parents. So we'll have our Billet Appreciation Ceremony before the game on Sunday when we take on the Guelph Storm. Note, that's a 5:30 start on Sunday.
So on the radio, 6:50 both Friday and Saturday, Sunday 5:15. Of course, Joey will be listening for you and Dennis, and we hope some more great late-season Spirit hockey action, riding that three-game winning streak. It's a fun time. Thanks for your conversation, as always, Joey.
All right, Joey. Thanks for having me.
And remember, folks, for tickets and information, SaginawSpirit.com, easy access, SaginawSpirit.com, all things Saginaw Spirit, as there are still games left to see, especially at the Dow Event Center, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday.